Welcome to Mr. Kak and Me. I'm Mr. Kak, and that's Reno, and this is the New Year Eve episode. That's right, I am intentionally releasing this episode, however long this episode is, I'm going to release it around the time that it would take that if you started this as soon as it came out. I'll probably just release it at 11 p.m. So if you start listening to this, you may not make it to 12, but you'll be close enough. You'll be close enough. But New Year's Eve, rockin' time with Mr. Kak and Reno. I know I mentioned this last episode, last week, wink. But Reno, I did want to make sure that I bookend my experience. My first year of Mr. Kak and Me, even though it hasn't been a full year yet, that'll be, I think, in like the summertime. But my first year marking the end of the 2021 run of Mr. Kak and Me, I wanted to have you, buddy. I know you weren't my first guest, but you've been my most consecutive guest. Like, you are, which Treva actually is upset about. So Treva actually wants to take that title from you, and or she may also want the show for herself.
Tell me to fight me in real life.
And part of me is just like, I think, hey, if you want to make this, Mrs. Treva and me and just do the episode, I'll produce it. I'm not upset about that. Like, I mean, I just vainly want to have my name associated with something. I don't have to talk
about it. Hey, listen, Treva just needs to understand that I'm a seasoned vet and you know, this ain't my first rodeo. So if she thinks she can handle my stuff, then, you know, yeah. I'm right here.
For real, Treva, I did convince Reno back in 2019 off like a random text message and said, hey, should we start a podcast? And then it snowballed into Raid You Nerds. And then somehow I drug you along for 2 years. And I appreciate that, buddy. I'm glad I got what time I got out of you.
God, was it really 2 years?
More or less, yeah.
Holy crap. It did not seem like that was 2 years.
Because we started 2019. Because we started before. We started before Game of Thrones.
Like Game of Thrones. Yeah,
we started before Game of Thrones even hit it last season. Maybe I should go back and like just start posting clips of the first. Our production value was so low. Oh,
it has gotten much better since 2019.
and like I messed up the audio on our very first episode, so like I had to like delete that episode, so it's not even in existence anymore because I had your audio double tapped. So like you were talking, but it was just a horrific echo of your voice. So yeah, man, 2019 is when we started, and then. Then you made it to 2021, and I'm pretty sure you would have capped at 2 years. Wilson's lost a point in fantasy football. It's not looking good for
us. I think I need, do we need to be on suicide watch right now? Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not good. It's not good. But hey, it's the New Year's Eve episode. So I kind of want to keep in the tradition of like, you know, what those shows do for New Year. So, you know, reflecting back, and granted, I just made us reflect back on the existence of our podcast friendship together from 2019. but a year in review, Reno, was 2021 kind to you? Did it help take some of the bad taste out of 2020? Like, what did you have a good year, Reno?
I mean, overall, it. As good as it could have been, I guess. I mean, it's nothing catastrophic happened in my family. I still am, you know, still am employed. My wife is employed. We're you know, it's really been a pretty good year. My wife graduated college and has her first job. So I mean, it like her first teaching job. So it's really been a good year. You know, she had a good year. I've had a good year. Outside of the pandemic and, you know, issues related to that, like it's really, I mean, I'm just happy to be here, you know, like it could have been a lot worse. There's a lot of other people out there that have had it a lot worse than we have. So,
and your promotion was this year too, right?
It'll be a year this, no, it's been a year this month. Yeah.
Hey, so see,
so it is literally so like right out of year.
So technically, you know, technically 2020, but I mean, if it happened right here, like if it happened at this point in 2020, you're basically on the door out of 2020.
Yes.
You were transitioned fully into it in this year. The year of our Lord, 2021. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, no, Brittany getting her teaching job. That's super cool. one of the few of us that once aspired to be a teacher and actually went through and did the dang thing.
Didn't change her major halfway through like some of us.
There are two of us present that may have been in a teaching coaching profession if you would have asked us at the age of 18, that now at the age of 34, we can say successfully, we did not achieve.
I, for one, am not upset by that.
No, I'm not either. I mean, I still work. I work in education, but like, it's different and it's at college level.
Like, I just listen to some of the stories that I hear from our mutual friends and my wife, and I'm just like, yeah, you know, I'm good. Not for me. Like, no. I just couldn't do it.
I mean, you work for a company, a company that
work for the man.
That has, you know, probably a little acronym floating on the stock market somewhere. Mm-hmm. And there's a different beholden and expectation in that world than what there is with, you know, teachers, where a state could say, well, we could help you out, but the roads are bad. So we're not going to fix the roads. And you've also lost some of your funding. Like, yeah. Okay.
Both things don't get done.
Especially now. Like, man, I feel for any of our friends that listen to this show, thank you, that are also teachers that have been teaching throughout this last 2 year period. Like, that's got to be rough. Like, again, I work in education, but my job and what I could do, while impacted, wasn't necessarily super challenged as what people that were being told, no, you have to go to class. No, you can't have class. Okay, you can have class, but the kids have to not be able to touch one another. Figure it out. It's just like, what? Like, and seeing that play out at a college level, because again, my role, I'm not actually teaching any classes anymore, so I never had to think about that. But like, seeing my colleagues that were like having to figure out the ramifications for how they were going to set up a class, like, that's for 18-year-olds that are in college, so that you have kind of a higher expectation for. I have no, because we have some friends that teach like third graders. Like, I have no idea how you survive with an age range that doesn't fully understand why they can't do things normal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was weird talking to my daughter, 5-year-old, trying to, you know, help her. Like, all right, you can't see your friends. Like, but you can see your dad at house. Like, you get to stay home.
But I'm here.
But I'm here working in the closet. Like, that's, you know, exciting times. But yeah, I don't know.
It's been an interesting year for sure.
2021, it was kind of like we started off with a lot of uncertainty, and then we got to a point where it's like, well, things are getting better. Things are getting better. We're not talking about certain things. Everybody's coming back to places. Football is happening. And now that we're in December, it's like, okay, half of football can't be football right now because they're sick. The Omicron Persei 8 variant is everyone's got it. Whether you know it or not, everyone's got it. Apparently.
Nice subtle Futurama reference there. That's
all I can think of when I think of that Greek letter is that.
I am Gurr from Omicron Persei 8.
Gurr. Hey, that's actually coming back. Adult Swim is bringing it back. Bringing it back. They've been pressured to have to do stuff now that Family Guy got taken from them. Disney flexing their muscle because Disney wanted to bolster the FX channel. So now Family Guy is a constant feature on FX.
Disney gonna do what Disney gonna do.
Disney gonna do what Disney's gonna do. One thing that I've really appreciated about 2021, because we didn't get to really do it in 2020, Reno, is you and I got to go back on our friendship dates of going and seeing movies.
Yeah, that was really big plus for me.
Yeah, man. It's like the one interaction I have with a human being that isn't married or blood related to me in the given year. I've appreciated our return to form. I mean, for the longest part of this year, we just couldn't do anything because movies weren't being released in theaters.
Yeah.
And even if they were, like, did we want to go wear masks in a theater? Not really. But now we've seen, you know, quite a few, pretty much every Marvel movie that's come out.
We've seen four?
Five? We've seen Black Widow, Eternals, Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Venom.
I forgot that happened this year. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Shang-Chi.
So that's five. Yeah.
I'll be darned. It just Marvel movies.
Like, literally, that's the only thing we wouldn't see.
I mean, there's nothing else that maybe if we would have been doing this like during a run of Harry Potter, maybe I wouldn't be opposed to going and seeing the Fantastic Beasts movie with you. When does that come out?
I don't know.
I feel like that's got to be next year. I don't know. The marketing's starting to come out hot and heavy for it. So I mean, yeah. Hell, it might be soon.
Maybe pretty quick.
But like Matrix, I don't want to see. There's a movie coming out on my birthday that I don't want to go see in theater either. Scream 5. Scream the screaming, still screaming, or whatever.
Still screaming.
Whatever title they're giving it. And this year, Reno, you've probably helped introduce me to probably, you know, I have my wife. She's the love of my life. I have my kids. I love them dearly. But you've helped introduce me to a new love, and that is fried stuffed avocados. And I know we've talked about this in an episode before, but if you are currently a listener, which I can verify via stats from the app I use to house my podcast, if you're in the Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas area, or you're coming up to the Fayetteville area, there's a place called Kobe, or just Kobe, if you want to be, you know, if you want to honor Kobe Bean Bryant, you know, RIP, that is a hibachi grill. And sure, you can go do all of that, but you go for the sushi, or you just go for the appetizer, and that appetizer is fried stuffed avocado. And I fantasize about it. I think about our movies, and I'm like, man, I need to book tickets. And then I go to Kobe's page, and I just start looking at their menu pictures, and like, I'm gonna eat that. I'm gonna eat that so good. And that's
3 weeks ago, like the 3 weeks leading up into Spider-Man, he was texting me saying, "Hey, man, I'm getting excited about Kobe. Are you ready to go eat there?"
And part of me was like, I was like, the movie was just like a nice plus. My main goal was just to go to Kobe. Like that was my Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll get to the movie in a minute. Let's just do the Kobe thing.
Like, it was nice that the movie was also great. Like, so that was an added plus. But I don't know. Is there anything that you're excited for in 2022 movie wise?
Oh yeah, which don't quote me on when these are coming out, but. Is Multiverse of Madness coming out next year?
Oh, yes, it is. They've just been doing some reshoots to add some cameos.
Dude, I'm super stoked for that. Super stoked. Like, especially after watching the No Way Home, Spider-Man No Way Home, the trailer at the end of it. Yeah.
So
like, I'm on board. I'm ready for that one.
No spoilers. No spoilers. Let's see. So January 1st, HBO Max will be airing the Harry Potter 20th anniversary Return to Hogwarts. You excited about that? You're kind of a Potterhead, right? No?
Well, I mean, I like the movies, but uh-huh. I'm not really a Potterhead.
Let's see. Old Strangers. Well, that doesn't sound like anything I'm going to watch. Hey, that Belle, that anime that we saw the trailer for comes out January 12th.
Beauty and the Beast anime.
Because there was a beast and like she was dressed like a princess and like there was people were keeping all of this was in Japanese when the trailer was happening, and like you could tell like people were trying to keep their love apart, and like she loved that beast, but he knew he was too beastly to be with her, so he told her to leave and like smash a window or whatever beast did. I don't know why I remember parts of that the original cartoon as much as I do. Eternals comes out on Disney Plus January 12th. That's interesting. In hindsight, I don't care about Eternals.
Yeah, it was an interesting for like
it wasn't a bad movie, but it just
yeah.
The more I think about it, especially now that we've seen No Way Home.
Yeah.
Like it just like that helped for me define like okay, Eternals, you know, not as bad as Thor Dark World, but not as bad as Iron Man 3. But I mean, not as good as Shang-Chi, not
yeah,
which
100%.
You know, Shang-Chi, you know, probably isn't, you know, like my top three of Marvel films, but it's like a good in the middle, maybe upper echelon of the movies, because like it had one, it brought back the Mandarin,
Ben Kingsley all over again.
It talked to Ben Kingsley's character, but a little winged butt creature. Like, I think that was good. And, like, the fight scenes were awesome. And the whole tournament arc in the middle, like where when they go to the Fight Club. Like, oh, that's still hilarious. Like, some of the stuff happened there. The guy that, like, greets him, whatever. Oh, bus boy. let's see. Anything else? Betty White, 100 years young, birthday is January 17th. So there you go.
That sounds like it'll be depressing.
Morbius comes out January 28th.
I don't know where I'm at
with that. I really don't.
Not really feeling it. Right now.
Moonfall comes out in February. The moon is alive and it's evil.
It's gonna get us.
You know what I think of when I remember the synopsis, or like when I think about what this movie's about? I think about that meme where it's like someone came back and they're like grabbing a shotgun and they're like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "The moon, it's haunted." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "The moon's haunted." I'm like, have you seen that? That's hilarious.
What'd you say? Moon's haunted.
Moon's haunted. let's see. Jackass Forever is going to be on Paramount Plus, I think, maybe. It's a theater release. It should just be on Paramount Plus, honestly. Gotcha. Uncharted, you've got Tom Holland. I kind of am digging him, but I never had any investment to this game, so.
Yeah, I never had a PlayStation and played that game, that franchise, so like I don't have any ties to it.
Oh my gosh, Reno. March 4th, The Batman.
That's the day before my birthday.
The Batman, buddy.
The Batman.
Which means that, so what's that, that's probably a Friday, so your birthday, and then the next day, I'll treat you to Kobe in a movie.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Perfect. Let's see. Anything else? Man, I can't, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. A movie that should have been made 2 years ago is coming out. April 8th, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Won't watch that in theaters, but man, once that comes out for streaming, I am going to watch the crap out of it.
Is there a Star Wars movie coming out next year?
I don't know. Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is May 6th. Untitled Blumhouse Production is the 13th. DC League of Super Pets.
Yeah, meh.
So May 27th is going to be a big one. John Wick Chapter 4, Top Gun Maverick, and then for those that like this, Bob Burgers the Movie, which I love Bob's Burgers, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to watch a movie of it.
No.
I'll wait till that comes out on a streaming app, like Hulu.
Just like the Simpsons movie, wait till that comes out and watch it.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't go see Simpsons in theater, I waited till it was a red box. John Wick Chapter 4, though,
I'd be down.
I'm very curious to see what he'll use to kill someone this time.
Yeah, it's got to be great.
I mean, I don't know if he can top using a literal horse as a weapon. Like, not in the ways that you think a horse is going to be used as a weapon, but still not as cool as if he had just, like, thrown a horse at someone. But, I mean, he basically did.
Yeah, basically.
Jurassic World Dominion, June 10th. I do want to be pumped up for that, but I haven't seen a lot about it that's just like, okay, that's cool. I'm in.
Yeah.
Lightyear, don't care. Minions, don't care. Thor, Love and Thunder, July 8th.
Yeah, def.
Fresh. Ah, man. If it's anything like Thor Ragnarok, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, it is.
And Natalie Portman just kind of jacked. I'm ready to see that kind of. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, Salem's Lot is a Stephen King. I won't see this in theaters unless someone like wants to go and see that. But it's about vampires. About vampires. Stephen King vampires. Mission Impossible 7. Ugh.
What's the stunt this time? Tom Cruise has to get up out of his wheelchair.
I mean, he's got to go to space, right? Like, eventually, he has to go to space.
Yeah, it's like, how much more can he up the ante? I mean.
Hocus Pocus 2 will come out on Disney Plus. I like that. I like that Hocus Pocus 2 will come out on Disney Plus in October. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Probably won't watch that in theaters, but yeah, I'll wait till it comes out. Halloween Ends, the last of the trilogy of this most recent version of Halloween. I will wait for that to come out on Paramount Plus or Peacock or whatever, whoever owns that. The Flash is coming out in November. I didn't know The Flash was coming out this upcoming year.
Really?
Okay, so this is listed. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever for November 11th, but I think it's safe to say that that's not happening.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
Creed 3 is coming out November 23rd. Didn't know they were making a third one.
Hey, I'm all about it.
Aquaman.
Have you ever watched those?
I've watched the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
Dude, it's good.
I feel like it is. Michael B. Jordan's awesome. Yeah. And then you've got Rocky returning. And the second one has Ivan Drago.
Drago. And he comes in like he's talking shit the whole movie, dude. It's great.
I must break you.
He's like, you ruined my life. I was on top of the world until you. And
well, yeah, I'm sure the Soviet Union didn't play no games.
No, it basically desecrated him after that.
Their genetic freak lost. Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom comes out December. Avatar 2 comes out in December. Is that confirmed?
I feel like that movie's been coming out for 15 years.
Is that confirmed? I've heard a report that, who is it? Is it James Cameron?
Yeah.
I've heard a report that James Cameron has already shot footage for Avatar 4. They haven't even made it.
I think he has.
Avatar 2 hasn't even come out, and Avatar 3.
How long ago did the first Avatar come out? I mean, it had to have been like freaking 10 years ago.
It had to be 15, 16, maybe? Was it earlier than that?
It had to be longer than that.
I don't know. People love it, so I don't know.
Hold on. Now I'm curious.
The animated Super Mario Brothers movie with Chris Pratt as Mario comes out December 21st.
I just want to hear his voice.
Here are some movies that are coming out in 2022, but do not have a set date. And that is Jeepers Creepers Reborn. So they're rebooting Jeepers Creepers.
Dude, that movie came out in 2009.
Did it really?
Yes.
That's old.
Dude, it is legitimately over 10 years old. And they were talking about Avatar 2 after Avatar 1 came out. And we still have not seen Avatar 2.
I feel like Avatar 2 is just a meme at this point.
Yeah, like it's
just one of those things you say.
It's like Half-Life. Like, oh yeah, you're going to get a sequel and then it never comes.
It's kind of like post-COVID, right? Like that's never actually going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, 2022 actually sounds like a pretty good year of some movies. There's some interesting ones, most of them comic book related. You know, don't judge us. That's just how we are.
We're biased or anything.
I am super looking forward to the Batman. I don't understand most of the posters that they've put up for the Batman. they look very artsy fartsy and creepy, yeah. It looks like we're gonna go watch a smut film, man. Like we're gonna actually see them kill somebody. Like I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah, this is gonna get brutal. I feel like.
Yeah, it seems like it's gonna be a pretty gritty tale. Like even for the standards of what DC's kind of known for, you know, DC's kind of known as like the dark gray toned world of comics when it comes to their live action adaptations. But seems like this one's gonna be gritty. Gritty. Do you have a New Year's Eve or New Year's tradition that you do?
Literally just watch football. Like we usually do something with my father-in-law and we'll cook some food or something and just watch football.
Do you and Brittany stay up and wait till midnight and do the drink and then do a smooch?
I mean, we may do the smooch, but we usually don't stay up for the drink. And to be honest with you, I'm questioning whether or not I'm going to be able to stay up that late this year.
My wife,
it's not even New Year's Eve yet. And I'm already questioning whether or not I'm going to stay up that late.
I don't even know if my wife knows what midnight is.
Has she ever seen that time of day?
She's in bed. Like not since the kids have grown out of being infants. Like, like she's in bed. She's probably in bed right now. She's probably asleep already. So like, I mean, I'll probably be awake. I'll probably see some balls dropping throughout the night, but like...
No pun intended.
No pun intended, because my wife will be asleep. I mean, I guess unless I'm dropping my own balls. like it seemed like my parents like always would go to like a party that like friends or like aunts or uncles were hosting, and I'd get dumped off at like an aunt or uncle house to be with some cousins that were about my age. On New Year's, but like, I don't have anything. I think I'm fine with that, man.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
I don't really drink. I don't really enjoy socializing to that degree, and I don't know any of these people, so like, I'm pretty good. I mean, maybe if like there were more friends up here that we associate with that wanted to do something, then maybe. But like right now, what am I gonna go hang out with my wife's friends? My wife's friends, you're all awesome. But y'all know my name.
y'all know, you don't my know name? Me.
you don't know me. I walked up to some guy and I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, oh, hey, do I know you? I'm like, whoa, bro, you were in my house not too long ago. Like,
bing bong.
Bing bong. Joe Byron. We need to stay off TikTok, Reno. Like, that's what I've learned.
I could go a whole show without mentioning it, and I'm sorry.
Well, you know, technically, you went one whole show without mentioning it.
Yeah, that's true.
My hair is getting progressively weirder as this goes on.
Just enjoy that weird hair while you got it, man.
Oh, it's going out. Enjoy it. It's going out in the front, man. I'm starting to widow. I'm getting the Vegeta widow's peak. Kakarot!
I would love to have the Vegeta widow's peak, man.
I've already embraced that this is tip of Louisiana. This is Baton Rouge. it won't be here in the next 5 years, buddy. It's gone. I'm just clinging to it for as long as I can. But I don't think it's long. You know, at this point, I'll be satisfied if my hair ends up at the final resting point of where my dad's hair ended. I'll take that, man. Super high widow's peaks, like a little thin Homer stretch out the front, but at least he has hair, buddy. More hair at the base of the skull, more skullet hair than anything, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Is there a New Year's Eve movie? Like, is there anything that you think, oh, that's prime watching for New Year's Eve?
I honestly, not really. Not to me, anyway.
Well, funny you should mention it, Reno. Ghostbusters 2 actually takes place during the New Year's Eve because they sing "Auld Lang Syne" at one point in it, and at the beginning of the movie, it's mentioned that it is like a week before the end of 1989. So it was a big thing because like the theme was like, you know, it's about to be, you know, it's about to be 1999. We're getting close to the end of a century, like, and then a painting ghost and river of slime, and, you know, whatever. Joe Byron.
Bing bong.
What's the first thing you'd say if you saw Joe Byron?
Bing bong.
All right, perfect. Cool. Do you see, I don't want to be political. Do you see that Joe Byron had the Jonas Brothers? The Jonas Brothers did a TikTok with Joe Byron, and they're doing the side talk NYC stuff while in the White House, and then they're like, hey, was that good? And then it zooms back and it shows Joe Byron is the one filming. Also, I refuse to say anything other than Joe Byron for his name for the remainder of his life.
Agreed.
Again, not political. Just I'm an idiot. Just I'm stupid. And I've fallen in love with Side Talk NYC on TikTok, like the rest of the world. Like there's so many remixes and other things of the Bing Bong. So I downloaded an app called Yik Yak because it's an anonymous thing and college students use it all the time. But I'm always curious to see what they're saying, especially since it's proximity based. Because I sit there and try to see if they're saying one. One, I'm just checking to see if they're talking crap about me as being like a bad advisor or something, because then I'll be like, I'm going to figure out who that is and I'll be the worst advisor ever. But also, like, part of it's because when Yik Yak was first invented or what first came out, I was working in residence life, so in the dorms at Mizzou, and it helped me get the get some impressions of like, hey, party at 206 Gillette. I'm like, hey. Hey, RA, will you go check on that room? Give him a door knock and see how things are going. So I've always, like, there's always a part of me that does a lot of stuff that's, like, reactionary from my time at, like, being a detective working in residential life. Because, like, that's half the job is trying to, how am I going to stop evildoers today? And it's like, how will I ruin the fun of young people today?
You darn kids, get off my lawn!
Yeah, there's a lot of lawns getting on by young people. And honestly, here's the secret. Like, you listen, if you're listening to this and you're about to go to college, which I don't think my age is going to be median 18-year-old. But like, listen, if you're listening to this and you're about to go to college, here is my secret to being able to do stuff of questionable characters and not get in trouble. Just be quiet. Don't have 50 people in your dorm room. have four close friends, five close friends, and just don't get belligerent. And guess what? No one will bother you. Everyone that ever got busted, do you know what the catalyst was for that bust? I'm drunk! Woo! I was like, all right, there's a noise complaint. The people are drunk. Let's go, like, roll in! Let's bust some skulls! Let's give.
This is what's going on.
That's crazy.
He just told us.
But you know what? You know what happened? I may or may not have done some things naughty when I was a freshman in college. You know how many times I got caught? Zero. Because you grease the wheels. You know, you be friends with the people that you need to be friends with. And then you don't be an asshole. And if I could just give any kind of advice to just everyone in general for 2022, it'd be this. It's about to be a new year. Don't be an asshole. It's been a rough couple years. Some of us have been assholes. I've probably been an asshole. Reno's currently an asshole.
All the time.
But if you want to just do that next step, be better next year, just don't be an asshole. Speaking of that, Mark Zuckerberg can kiss my butt. I recently got a post. So, one, shout out to the... Okay, let me get this right. I want to get this right. I'm going to get this right just in case they listen to the episode.
You caught me off guard with that because out of nowhere, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. All right, here we go. So it is. So where are they? This will be quick, I promise. Oh, no. Well, this would have been quick. Had I not lost everything I love. It's the No New Friends podcast. Shout out to the No New Friends podcast. Recently on my phone, you can see podcast episodes that get released through Facebook. For some reason, you can't see that on the desktop or non-mobile version. And I got a notification that they had released a new episode. And I was like, they've been liking my stuff on Instagram and they've made a comment recently. So I want to support these people. I want to be their friend too. So I went there, I listened to the episode, I made some comments in the Facebook, and the Facebook links your comment up with what you're listening to at the time, so like timestamps or whatever, and at one point, they're talking about Christmas, and there's a guy named Chris, and my comment was, I support all Chris's taking credit as a fellow Chris for Christmas. That was basically the comment. And then today, I received a notification that, according to Mark Zuckerberg, my comment has been flagged as spam or fraudulent. And I'm like, well, what did I say? I thought this was America.
Well, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear no bell.
And
they're like, and like one of the examples for why things typically get marked as spam is because repetition of words. So because I said Chris, Christmas, because I used three instances of the name Chris, which my name is Chris, and the person talking's name was Chris, and I was referencing a holiday that so happens to have our name in it, Christmas, and Facebook said, clearly what you're trying to do is spam. And my comment was flagged and removed. So what I'm trying to say, Reno, is for 2022, it should be everyone's God-driven mission to end Facebook, because Mark Zuckerberg, the android that is Mark Zuckerberg, has gone too far. Him and his sweet baby raised loving robotic self. Have you seen that? Yes. I love sweet baby raised. Me and my friends do too. Wink. Like executing wink.
Wink EXE.
/ barbecuing. Mark Zuckerberg's pile of crap, man.
You've seen the South Park
and his episode. Nipples look weird. Go ahead.
You've seen the South Park episode with him, right? You cannot block my style.
Oh, you cannot block my style. My style. he's a robot, man. He may have been a human at one point, but it's probably like that, the ship of Theseus or whatever. We learned about thanks to WandaVision,
yep.
where like he's rebuilt himself over the years to seek truth.
So is he still the Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, no, I mean he may look like Mark Zuckerberg, but the original Mark Zuckerberg is gone. This new one,
he's
this
dead.
this meta mark is complete robot and complete trash. Yeah. Complete trash. Listen, government. Oh, government. Like, how much I faith I put in you. Bring down Mark Zuckerberg.
Give us back Tom from MySpace.
Joe Byron, I need you bing-bonging Mark Zuckerberg.
What's up, baby? I'll take you out for dinner.
Give you a smooch. Ew!
Bing-bong!
You see these dogs in the yard, you know I'm going hard. Dude, could you imagine, like, this is where our world was going to transition to? Like, think about the evolution. Before TikTok, it was Vine. Before Vine, it was basically Tosh.0. Before Tosh.0, it was, what, America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah, literally.
And then before America's Funniest Home Videos, it was just probably, like, people's, like, mom saying, oh, the neighbor kid, like, was running around with his ass out. Like, man, life was so boring. How did you know about all the stupid stuff that people were doing before we reached this apex of humanity?
Bing bang.
Yeah. You know, at one point, you know, there was a generation that was getting fireside chats by the president. We're at the point now our president is doing TikToks with the Jonas Brothers. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that sit there and say, the world's gotten softer. No, man. The world's gotten crazier, man. We've become the Joker.
We've just got stranger.
Yeah, you know, we had it. All it takes is one bad day, and the equivalent for apparently a society having one bad day was about a 50-year stretch, and we've come out of that weird.
Yeah,
we've come out of that with our skin permanently dyed white, our hair permanently colored green.
Yeah,
and we're Heath Ledger. R.I.P. Heath. Who's the best Joker? Heath Ledger, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Hamill's voice, but Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson was good, but I like Heath Ledger better.
You know, I really did too.
Like, because I think my favorite.
I think Nicholas's is like iconic.
Yeah.
Because like he was the first.
Well, I mean, like, but... so let's this is like saying our favorite the best of something is this the best. So, like, everything's the best out of these choices. Like, there isn't really a bad Joker.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer here.
Except Jared Leto. But I haven't seen the Snyder Cut.
I was literally about to jump.
I haven't seen the Snyder Cut, so I can't.
You need to see the Snyder Cut, bro. God.
So, my new year.
It'll change your mind on Leto.
My new year resolution will be to watch the Snyder Cut.
It will change your mind on Leto.
But.
And the fact that you haven't watched it, you should be ashamed of yourself.
But, like, I just think of the. You want to know how I got these scars, like the fever pitch of all that. But when I think of Jack Nicholson's take of the Joker, like, I don't really think of Joker quotes. Like, I mean, everything he did was pretty funny, but I think of Michael Keaton saying, "You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts." And then he gets shot. He didn't get nuts. He didn't get nuts, man. He just got shot. Do you have a New Year's resolution, Reno? Do you want to make a New Year's resolution?
I haven't made a New Year's resolution in a long time. But I have, like, committed to going back on my diet starting at the beginning of the year.
Did we mess up your diet at Kobe?
No. My diet got all sorts of messed up when I entered the holiday season.
That's fair. That's fair. I feel like this is a hard time that if you want to, like, have
literally,
restraint.
Like, the last 2 months of the year are the hardest to be on a diet.
Yeah, I really want to give up soda. I really do.
There we go.
I really want to give up soda. I really, really do. I don't know, man. Like, I don't understand other addictions. Like, I don't understand alcohol addiction. I don't understand smoking addiction. I don't understand any of those other addictions. But I do understand it from the context of, like, I know this stuff I'm drinking is basically battery acid. And I know it doesn't actually taste good. But it gives me serotonin. And my brain says, this is good. Maybe because I'm drugging it with caffeine. But, like, I'd probably be healthier. I'd probably be happier if I kicked back the old soda habit addiction.
I have successfully kicked mine.
I know! That's what got me. I mean, first Brett did it. And now you're on it, and like, man, maybe I need to.
It's, he says, well, so drinking is, and I'll tell you, it's you make it through the first like 2 weeks, and it's not as hard.
What
and
is
I know,
the...
I know I've heard a million people say that.
Yeah.
And it really is. Like, that's the truth. If you could make it that long without it and just stick to water or tea or whatever else you're trying to replace it with, you'll make it. Now, if you're like me, where your caffeine addiction, you have withdrawals and you have headaches because you haven't had your daily dose of caffeine, right?
Yep.
So I have – do you like coffee?
Nope. Reno, if you check out – So this last Mr. Cack and Me I just released, I actually question, why do people love coffee? Like, I don't understand.
So now that I have kicked Cokes, I love coffee.
Really?
I love it because it is my energy for the day.
Yeah, that's
because right. I you know, it's as much sugar as I was drinking.
Yeah.
In Cokes, now I don't have that.
Yeah. So, it's not, if I don't even think for me, it's the caffeine. I think I want to kick it because I just think I have too much sugar in my life and I know that's not good.
If you do that, like literally, and that's part of my diet. Like I'm doing the basically a keto diet. So basically it's eliminating sugar and carbs and two of my favorite things.
You just said something super painful to hear, you know?
No, dude, it is. It is. But you still get to have, you know, like you can still go and have a steak and go eat, you know, fish or whatever, but you just got to watch what you're eating. And it's really not that as hard as I thought it would be, because I stuck to it pretty good for about 3 months before the holiday season kicked in. But yeah, like I get my caffeine from the coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't drink it. I don't like creamer it up. I used to, but it's too sweet for me now. It's odd. It's weird. I don't know how to describe it, man.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like me finally coming of age and I'm finally an adult.
Well, it's
I'm drinking black coffee like an adult.
And maybe that's it. Maybe that's it, Reno. Maybe I'm not ready to be an adult just yet. Also, that's probably the biggest thing is I don't know what I would replace it with. Like, I already drink. Like, I've started doing a thing where I monitor my water and how much I drink. So, like, I already have a set goal every day of reaching basically 100 ounces of water consumed each day based on my weight and based on how active I may or may not be out of the week. So I drink about 100 ounces every day, and I do that routinely. So, like, very rarely do I go off that target. So, like, I don't know if I could replace it by just focusing on water. I feel like I have to have something other than water to help take my mind off it. I just don't know what the next thing is, because like, if I'm eliminating sodas for sugar, then I can't replace it with have a Gatorade full of sugar. Like, here's Kool-Aid full of sugar.
Here's a sweet tea with it, all this sugar.
Yeah, so I mean, like, what, like diet green tea or something like that? One thing I've started.
So there's a lot of alternatives now that we used to not have. So, like, you know, before, you know, it was when you say no sugar, that means you basically I can't have anything good. And that's not true. Like, you can still use sweeteners and you can still have things that taste sweet. It just has to be that basically like Splenda or something along those lines. That's not real sugar.
Yeah. I know this isn't like the best alternative, but I've started cutting into my daily soda consumption with the new zero versions of soda, which I have no freaking clue what that stuff actually is. Here's that concoction of chemicals minus the sugar, minus the caffeine.
Minus the good stuff.
But it's still carbonated, and it still looks like maybe it fell out of your car. Like, consume. And like, Coke Zero doesn't taste too bad. You know, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I hate that it's in the same can and looks almost identical to Coke's. Because I buy both versions because my wife won't drink Coke Zero. She doesn't drink a lot of sodas, but she likes to have like one throughout the day. And like, I know at some point she's going to make the mistake because they're both red cans. They both font style are the same. It's just one is white lettering and one is black lettering. And Coke Zero used to just be a black can, like kind of like the inverse. But now it's not anymore because they want to trick. They literally want to trick people into buying Coke Zero and not feeling self-conscious. Slash, they don't want people to feel self-conscious about having Coke Zero, so they make the Coke Zero stuff look as close to identical as regular Coke as it can. And I haven't read this anywhere, but like, it's pretty obvious of why they did this. And it's like, well, we don't want men feeling embarrassed about buying a lady Zero drink. Like, because isn't that like a guy thing? It's just like, we're too macho to drink diet or drink low sodium or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't drink this, even though I will die if I keep drinking this. Give me the fully leaded soda. Like, let it burn me to the
ground.
Give
me all the things that burns my insides.
I'm going to lumberjack after this. Reno, I appreciate you, buddy. It's been another wonderful year. I'm glad we were able to reconnect more in person this year. I look forward to our friendship continuing into 2022. I've said this before, but maybe I've said it jokingly. I really do appreciate that I have you in as close proximity as I do, because you are a very, very good friend, buddy.
Aww.
I know. I had to say something sweet. It's the Christmas. It's the
You blew it!
It's the New Year's Eve episode. whatever the hell this episode's coming up.
I don't know where we are anymore.
But yeah, here's, you know, and Happy New Year's toast to you, Reno.
Yeah, you too,
clink,
man.
Clink. Well, that's it. That's all I got. Thank you so much for joining me on this end of 2021, Mr. Cack and Me adventure. I hope you've appreciated listening to the show. I plan on continuing doing this into 2022. I would like to have more voices while still having some of my old friends return throughout it. But I'd like to get some new people roped into this. So if you're someone listening and you think, because here's the limiting factor for everyone that I've ever asked for the show. I want you to come do the show. Well, I'm not interesting. If you're listening to this right now, you're interesting enough that I want to talk to you. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you are. I want to talk to you. So you come on down and we'll have this conversation. Unless your schedule doesn't work, and then screw you. Screw you to heck. All right. Happy New Year's, Joe Byron. Happy New Year's, Reno. God bless and good night.